Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the country has entered a new era after the July 15th failed coup. He's also dismissed concerns that the recent large-scale purges jeopardize basic freedoms. Some 60,000 government workers, including military personnel, have been sacked on suspicion of supporting the attempted putsch. The Turkish government plans to disband the presidential guard in response to the failed coup. Some 300 members of the guard were detained after the attempted military takeover. Meanwhile, Turkish security forces have arrested US-based opposition figure Fethullah Gulen's key aide and his nephew. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has declared Sunday a national day of mourning after the ISIL bombings in Kabul killed at least 83 people. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has condemned the attack as, quote, another instance of the depth of Daesh depravity. He's called for unity among Muslims. Clashes erupt in the northern Syrian city of Manbij between Daesh and the Syrian Democratic Forces. The fighting comes after Daesh reportedly ignored a 48-hour deadline given by the US-backed forces to withdraw from the city. The ultimatum was issued after the US-led coalition airstrikes killed 102 civilians near Manbij. South Sudan's armed opposition says the group has replaced its leader Riek Machar weeks after he fled the capital Juba following fierce clashes with government forces. The opposition noted that rebels' chief negotiator Taban Deng will be in charge only until Machar returns to the capital Juba. Whistleblowing website WikiLeaks has released nearly 20,000 emails from several U.S. Democratic National Committee members. The leaks reveal an insider effort to undercut Bernie Sanders' campaign, including several stinging denunciations of him and his organization. This has raised questions about the committee's impartiality. Police in the Greek town of Kastanis have fired tear gas to disperse pro-refugee protesters who are trying to enter a camp of asylum seekers. The demonstrators accused the government of deporting the refugees back to Turkey without properly examining their asylum requests.